BBC Holby City, starring Harry Dillon as Michael, Bob Barrett as Sasha, Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie, and Hugh Quashie as Rick. Taxi for Spence by Joe Ainsworth. Previously, Jack and Johnny share a moment of passion in a storeroom.
Mr. Spence, the purpose of this morning's meeting was to formally announce a new appointment.
George Bind, business manager.
His primary objective will be determining how available funds should be distributed across the hospital.
This scheme is just not working.
Well, it's tough, but it's not much longer. So we're going to hang in there, show we can hack it.
Just get on with what happens next.
Whatever happens next is up to Mum.
Mum, I cannot tell you. Thank you so much.
Forget it. It was worth it.
Shouldn't someone at least contact Mr. Hannah? We are out of options and out of time. You either suck it up or you get out. Based on AAU's performance, we've taken the decision to implement the non-referral scheme on a permanent basis from today.
In AAU.
Morning, George.
Morning, Michael.
Ready for another day in the war zone?
Locked and loaded.
All right, let's go get them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's all that about?
Oh, what?
Collaborating with the enemy.
Are you head of Homeland Security? Oh, excuse me.
I'm on my break.
Still.
This was bad enough when it was a 5-minute wonder. But now it's permanent.
Hey, we ship him in and we ship him out.
What, so you're just rolling over?
No, I'm doing my job.
I thought you had more fighting than that.
If we follow the orders to the letter, how long do you think it's going to be before we are stuck in the mother of all backlog?
Well, we're heading for breaking point as we speak.
Mm-hmm. When that day comes, the madness of King George will be exposed for everyone to see.
Ah!
Right, the long game.
The long...
On Keller.
I'm going to call the coordinator, get an ETA on the liver. Any sign of the transplant patients?
There's number two. Bed four, please.
What about the primary?
Not yet.
You know Mrs. O'Sullivan? How are things, Margaret?
Fine. My youngest son just got engaged.
Congratulations. Thank you, Sister Williams.
Has your first choice arrived yet?
Straight down to business as usual.
Is it a man or a woman?
Now, if I told you that, I would have to kill you.
Just nice to know who they chose ahead of me.
As second candidate on the list, you're here on a standby basis. Should the primary recipient prove unsuitable...
I'll be whisked away to theatre and given a brand new liver.
Got it in one.
Let's hope they fall under a bus, then.
OK, can somebody please sign these cremation forms?
Got them.
King of the Ash Cash strikes again, I see.
Do pass go. Do collect your 70 quid.
Eddie spots something.
Oh, brilliant.
How's that?
It's fine.
Yeah?
Starts there, goes right through to the back.
Okay, you can drop your shirt.
Michael?
Yeah?
Can I have a word, please?
Not going to be in overnight, am I?
Excuse me. Yeah, what's up?
What is this?
Well, my guess is that it's pancreatitis.
What's full?
So?
What do you expect me to do?
Well, give him some pain relief for a start.
Oh, yeah, you're funny.
That's how we do things now, right? Now, Richie, I don't have a bed for you yet, but trust me, I'm on the case.
Oh, right.
You can't just leave him here, Michael.
Eddie sighs in exasperation.
Victor Reed shown up yet?
Nope.
She's coming in a bit flat.
Are you surprised?
Really?
25-year-old alcoholic.
Recovering alcoholic.
Yeah, who needs a liver transplant?
We're not making moral judgments, are we?
Yeah, that's your job.
Our job is to abide by the decision of the transplant panel.
Hard to swallow, though, isn't it?
Have you read her notes?
Of course.
She's been sober for 6 months. She's passed all the psych evaluations.
Yes, right. Keep your hair
on.
Do you
have any idea how much hard work it takes to get on that list?
I'm just wondering where she is, that's all.
Oh, let's hope she's not stuck on AAU trying to get a referral.
Michael!
Yeah?
Gotcha.
What?
That'll be my text.
Concerning?
It's the reminder.
About
my team-building seminar? 11:30 kickoff.
What, today?
Yeah!
How about a little notice?
I sent out an email ages ago.
Not today. Can't afford a man down.
All right, see, I'm sorry.
We're looking at group hierarchy and mutual support systems. It's going to transform onward interactions.
George, all right, look, I'll see what I can do.
I really wouldn't miss it.
If I were you.
George holds Michael's gaze with petulant thin lips before walking away. A young, slim, dark-haired woman hovers outside the doors to Keller Ward before pushing them open purposefully and marching up to Serena at the nurse's station.
Rachel Reed?
Yeah.
We were expecting you earlier.
Sorry.
Right. Follow me.
Are you the one that's going to be doing the operation?
Myself and a Mr. Griffin.
Right.
Will somebody bring you in?
Like who?
Partner, family member?
No, I've got the bus.
Right, well, if you have any concerns or...
I just want to get it over with.
I'm afraid a liver transplant takes quite a bit of getting over.
I'll have to take your word for that. It's my first time.
Sorry.
A suite.
Thank you. I'll leave you to get settled in.
Don't be a stranger.
On Darwin, Mo's working at a computer while Johnny's texting beside her. A patient's wheeled past.
Thong.
Bucket knickers.
Then another.
Easy access.
Dirty sod.
That's me.
Commando?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I gotta take this.
That sounds important.
It's just my sister.
Jack's calling.
Hello?
Johnny slips into an office.
So did you get my text? And what did you think? Great. So, you pick a hotel and I'll see you Saturday. Okay.
Mo looks round as Johnny emerges and gives him a questioning thumbs up.
It's hyperlipidemia.
It's too much cholesterol.
Yeah.
But it's not causing the pain.
No, it's just a side issue. Hopefully the scan will tell us what else is going on.
So I've got two things wrong with me.
Well, controlling your cholesterol is just a matter of a few simple lifestyle changes.
Oh, Nick will be made up. He's always nagging me about my diet.
Who's Nick?
My son. Every morning before we start work, he has porridge. I have a fry-up.
He's got a point.
I can't be doing with that jock muck.
So, you two work together?
Furniture restorers.
Yeah?
Two-man operation.
You guys are real craftsmen, huh?
Mooney and Son, that's us.
It's nice.
No better feeling.
Yeah.
Right. Here goes nothing.
Richie slides into a CT scanner. A darkened meeting room.
Mike, take a seat. We have a quorum.
You too, eh?
Welcome one and all. Each one of you, a unique, vital piece in the Holby City team jigsaw. Now, today's seminar begins with a film presentation, followed by a Q&A, and then a short role-play session.
Kill me now.
Please try and pay close attention. Now, who knows, your future may depend on it. Enjoy.
Margaret.
Lottery winner arrived yet?
Yeah.
Bus driver didn't get them.
Not this time.
Doctor?
Excuse me.
What's the problem?
Where's the telly in here?
We don't have one.
What, anywhere?
No.
That's mad.
Yeah, well, if you could just buzz a nurse if you need something.
I'm bored.
And I could ask someone to go down and get you a magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, just give them the money and they'll pop down to the shop.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
How long before the operation?
Then we'll take you into theatre as soon as the liver arrives.
I'm sorry.
What for?
Turning up late. I wasn't taking the mic.
It's fine.
I do know how lucky I am to be on the list.
Good.
Later, an agitated Rachel's on her mobile in the toilets.
I've decided I'm not telling him. You know what'll happen? This could be the only chance I get. Look, I've got to go.
Margaret comes out of a cubicle. She studies Rachel as she washes her hands at a sink.
What are you in here for?
A big operation.
Really?
Liver transplant.
At your age?
I know.
Is it an illness or...? If
drinking yourself daft's an illness, then yeah.
See.
Just at my AA sponsor moaning at me.
Right.
You put one foot wrong, everybody's on your case.
Well, best of luck then.
What about you?
Oh, it's nothing. False alarm.
Rachel stares at her anxious reflection in a mirror and doesn't notice Margaret's vexed look as she leaves.
Pretty interesting watch, huh?
Yeah.
Spielberg, eat your heart out.
Right, well, Q&A time. Can anyone tell me what the men in film did wrong?
They didn't have any sun cream on.
No sun cream. Thinking beyond parameters. I like it. Is there anything else?
They got eaten because they didn't work as a team.
Go on.
The majority of them followed the idiot with the bad ideas.
And
the few of them that had a decent plan in mind had no chance without the support of the rest of them.
Couldn't have put it better myself.
Great. Well, I really need to get going.
And I could really do with you sticking around. Your insight could prove invaluable.
I got things to do.
There's nothing you can't delegate, surely.
There is no one left to delegate to.
In that case, you're excused.
Michael hesitates in the doorway.
Johnny Mac, I'm after a favour.
Fire away.
I need a plus one.
Four?
Barbie ran at my brother's. I tried to get out of it, but...
I'm all yours.
Sweet. Okay, bed fine.
So what's the big deal?
Well, it's the first time I've seen my family since giving birth.
So?
Well, they didn't exactly approve.
Who didn't?
All of them, basically.
You don't want me to make a speech about what a selfless gesture you made, do you?
Nah, just keep my glass topped up.
That's okay, then.
And don't leave my side for a nanosecond.
Sure. When is it?
This Saturday.
Right.
Hi.
Hey.
This is Stacey Nolan, 21. She fainted in the supermarket.
Totally embarrassing.
temperature 38.5, BP 150 over 90, and she's complaining of palpitations and dizziness.
Right, let's have a little listen to your chest.
Yeah, she's also 8.5 months pregnant.
Never would have guessed.
Neat, isn't it?
Very.
I'm sure it's nothing.
It's best not to take any chances at this stage in the game.
Been textbook so far.
Right, let's run some bloods, ECG, urine and an echo. Does your partner know you're here?
No chance, he's at work.
What about your mum and dad?
Can't we just wait for the results?
Sure. Be right back. Can you run those tests ASAP?
Not a problem.
Oh, and thanks.
What for?
Saturday, you're a lifesaver.
Richie's whittling a piece of wood. He's sitting on a trolley in a hospital gown.
Hey, Richie. What are you working on?
A chess piece for my grandson.
Yeah?
Making him a set.
Nice.
Is that me?
Yeah, it's not great news, I'm afraid. You have what's known as a AAA. It's an abdominal aortic aneurysm.
What?
It's like a weak spot on a tire, a bulge in the arteries.
It's going from bad to worse. Is it dangerous?
Well, I would like to keep you in for observation overnight.
Why?
Just want to make sure it settles down.
Right.
Now, the only problem I have is that I don't have a bed for you right now.
So I'm going to be stuck on this thing?
Well, you know, I could transfer you to another hospital if you like.
No, thanks. You hear all kinds of horror stories about people left lying around on trolleys for days on end. Isn't there another ward I could go to?
Well, there was, but...
Well, let's try there, then.
No, they're not going to take you unless it's an emergency.
It's an emergency to me.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, but there's...
Maybe I should just go home, come back when it bursts.
That's not a good idea. Look, just leave it with me. Let's see what I can work out, okay? In the meantime, why don't you call your son?
Left me phone at home.
Why don't you use mine?
Yeah? Thanks, Doc.
Sure.
Michael leaves him to make a call.
Nick. Yeah. Hello, lad.
Eddie.
Yeah?
I need you to do something for me.
Well, look, he won't take no for an answer.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Well, why not?
You know why.
Come on, Chrissy.
I don't make the rules.
Look, when did we stick to the rule book?
Since I was told to make this thing work.
It is one patient.
No, it's one consultant who's making trouble for everyone else.
How many more tests are there?
Oh, we're done. We're just waiting for the liver now.
Eddie! It's Rachel.
Oh, hey. You know each other?
She nursed me last New Year.
What are you in for? Liver transplant. What bed? Oh, right down the end.
Okay, I can take it, thanks. I thought you were going to stay off it and take care of your mum.
Well, she died.
Oh, Rachel, I'm sorry about that. When?
A week after we were in here. I ate the bottle again at the funeral.
But you've stayed off it ever since?
6 months.
Are you still staying at your mum's place?
Nah, a hostel.
Come on, into bed. You need some rest.
She might nag this one.
Listen, I'll look in on you later, OK?
Yeah, just join the queue at visiting time.
Eddie smiles and Rachel makes herself comfortable in bed. Sitting on a bed, fully clothed, Margaret studies her reflection in a compact mirror. She sighs broodingly.
How's our mum-to-be doing?
Not great. Looks like mitral prolapse, but I'm worried about endocarditis too.
Really?
Yep. Well, we won't know till the test results come back, but if it's stenosis, girl's got problems.
Worth putting a call to Hobbs and Gainey?
Already done.
More?
Yes.
Before you go, confession time.
Don't like the sound of that.
Your brother's Barbie.
What about it?
I didn't realise it was this weekend.
Are you dumping me?
I'm sorry. I'm double booked.
Is there no way that you can do
it's a family do.
You never said.
My auntie's 60th.
Which auntie?
Carol.
Carol in Scotland?
Yeah.
Is he going to leave me to face the firing squad on my own?
It won't be that bad.
Do you want a bear?
There's nothing I can do.
Fine, yeah, it doesn't matter.
You will be all right on your own, won't you?
Of course.
Yeah? I feel really terrible.
Well, don't.
Look, I wish there was
Forget
something...
Forget it!
Stacey's rubbing her bump.
Hey, how are we doing?
Okay. Test back yet?
The obstetrician's on his way down.
Ooh!
Is it kicking?
Oh, hello, Alfie. You playing footy in there?
Alfie's nice.
Great granddad's name.
You excited?
Can't wait. Ever since I was a little girl, I've always dreamt of having my own baby.
Yeah?
It's what we're put here for, isn't it?
George is talking to Richie.
I'm the business manager for surgery. What that means is that I'm here to create economic...
You explain the situation to Chrissy, yeah?
I'm sure she'd help out if you asked nicely.
She's gone to the dark side, Sasha.
Damn it.
She's only trying to do her job.
Yeah, following orders and all that.
Oh, come on.
Hey, could do with a hand.
Right. That is not to do with us dragging our heels about your condition.
What's the problem?
Oh, nothing to do with her. Put on your best discussing a serious issue, face. Well, it looked like you needed airlifting out of that conversation, so...
Oh. Yeah, thanks.
I prescribe hanging on in there till home time, then drinking lots of beer.
Is there a problem here?
Oh, no problem whatsoever. Everything's OK? I was just taking the opportunity to explain to Mr. Mooney how our new system is going to make our hospital a better place for all of our customers.
I didn't realise I was a customer.
Well, it's nice talk.
Did you manage to get us onto the other ward?
I'm going to ask you something, Richie.
Yeah?
Are you a good liar?
So remember, your heart is pounding, your back is in agony, your feet are sore.
I can't believe I've got to go through all
Richie,
this.
Richie, just concentrate.
It's crackers.
We know it is, okay? But it's the only way we're going to get you a bed for the night.
Moe's lost in thought.
Moe. Stacey Nolan's results.
Good.
Are you okay?
Miss E.
I'd know that voice anywhere.
You're a sight for sore eyes.
Not too shabby yourself, Mr. T.
Why, thank you. How's Trix?
All the better for seeing you.
You two won't get a room.
Sorry.
You know Johnny.
Yeah, of course. Hi.
Hey.
So, what can I do you for?
21 years old, 8.5 months pregnant, hypertensive atrial fibrillation.
No sign of mitral regurg.
Protein in the urine, high temperature.
Any guesses?
Well, we've only just got the results, but I'm starting to think preeclampsia.
See, not just a pretty face.
Those cataracts playing up again, are they?
Modest with it, too.
So, do you think I'm right?
I reckon so, yeah.
That's good. It's better than some of the options we were looking at.
Excuse me, Mr. Fanger.
Excuse me. Back in a sec.
The obstetrician, Jake Thompson, watches her go.
Amazing, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
On Keller, Rick's signing for a box labelled human tissue for transplant.
Ah, all stations go.
I'll take the liver into theatre.
I'll have Rachel prepped.
Miss Campbell.
Two ticks, Margaret. Your liver's arrived. Rachel?
Sorry.
It's okay to be nervous, you know.
It's not that. I mean... I am nervous. It's just...
What?
That's stupid.
Try me.
Have you ever been to Paris?
Once or twice.
My mum always wanted to go. She never made it.
That's a shame.
I was planning a trip in my head.
Why is that stupid?
Do you think they'd let me take her ashes on plane? Told you.
Well, I don't see why not.
Do you reckon?
I think it's a lovely idea. Won't be long now.
To a nurse.
Can you make sure Rachel Reed's ready for theatre, please? Margaret, what can I do for you?
Can we speak in private?
Well, I'm...
Please.
Fine, well, it'll have to be quick, I'm afraid.
We've had a look at your results and you have a condition called preeclampsia.
Something that affects pregnant women in...
I know what it is. I've read articles on it.
So you understand it's risky for the baby?
My baby is going to be fine.
Sure. Well, we think it's safest for both of you that we induce labour.
I understand.
Are you OK with that, Stacey?
I wanted to go full term, but...
We're going to give you a gel that will start things off, and then it's just a matter of waiting.
How long?
Could be an hour, could be a day.
I just wanted everything to be perfect.
Maybe you ought to phone Mum.
Yep.
Tell that bloke of yours to forget about work for once.
Are you two both going to be there?
I'll be delivering baby.
No, I need to stay on the ward.
Oh.
But you're more than welcome to scrub in if you'd like to.
How are we doing?
We're fine. We're just trying to convince Miss E to attend the birth.
I'm up to my eyes in it here.
I'm all right. I've just been daft.
Well, we can spare you for an hour or so.
Sorry, Stacey. No, you can't.
Jake flashes Stacey a reassuring smile and follows the others out.
Did you actually see her with any alcohol?
No. I overheard her telling her AA sponsor she'd had a drink.
You do realise she's undergone stringent tests for months?
But if she has had a drink, she can't have the operation.
Let's just slow down.
They're the rules, aren't they?
Margaret, I know how tough this whole process has been on you. But
you've got a duty.
I can't act on hearsay.
This is more than hearsay.
Let's try it.
I've got a lot more to live for than that alcoholic tramp.
Now, come on. That girl's worked very hard to get to this point.
Do you want that liver to go to waste?
Of course not.
Then you've got no choice.
Come on, Richie. One more time.
My lower back's bad. I've got palpitations in my heart.
Michael, what are you doing?
My job.
Michael!
Michael's left Richie on his trolley by a lift. Serena and Rick approach Rachel.
Is this it?
I'm afraid we're going to need one more sample.
I thought you said you'd done all your tests.
My fault.
Built myself up.
Sorry. Shouldn't be too long now.
Rachel sinks her head back onto her pillow and sighs.
Rick, got a patient.
So have I.
I need you to take a look at him.
Can't it wait?
Mr. Spence has decided the referral policy doesn't apply to him.
In that case, I'm all yours.
Hanson emerges from the lift Richie's waiting by.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you all right?
Is that a joke?
I mean, are you here for a reason?
Mr. Spence brought me up.
From AAU?
Are you Rick Griffin?
Why?
Thank God, you are going to get me a bed, aren't you?
What sort of bed would that be?
I'm in a bad way here.
Really?
I've got palpitations in my feet, an aching heart, and as for me back...
My name's Hanson, and I'm director of surgery. Oh. I think there's been some sort of a mistake.
Johnny brings Jake a takeaway drink.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any sign of the mum or boyfriend?
No.
She more doesn't want to sit in.
I know.
It'd be good to see the job through at the end. Together.
Yep.
Proper little double act, you two.
You think?
Ah, you just click, don't you?
Suppose so.
You make a great wee team.
Professionally, yeah.
What otherwise?
Oh, come on, I don't know about that.
Why not?
Look, I know it sounds silly, but between you and I, I'm not much of a ladies' man.
Well, that's okay, because Mo's not looking for one.
So what, is she seeing anyone at the moment?
Nope. Single as a cheese slice.
Is she really so lovely?
Get in there then.
No, I can't.
Look, I happen to know for a fact that she needs a date on Saturday.
Really?
The door is ajar, Mr. T. Time to boot it open.
Johnny heads off, looking pleased with himself.
So he was borderline when he came in, but now I think his case is getting critical.
Richie's gone.
Well?
Don't look at me.
Look, Michael, I've got a liver transplant to deal with.
Yeah, give me a minute.
Michael looks perplexed. As he heads down a corridor towards AAU, he passes Max texting on his phone.
I hope you got your story straight.
Well, as I'm concerned, he was doing me a favour.
Mr. Spence.
Sorry, Doc, I told you I was a bad liar.
No, it's okay. We owe you an apology.
To say that I'm disappointed would be a gross understatement.
Mr. Spence, a word, please. Excuse us. Excuse me. So, in your efforts to flout my authority and undermine Mr. Bin's carefully thought-out policy, you're forcing patients to try and lie their way into surgery, are you?
Lucy Walker, David Clemens, Susie Harbour. These are real people. They're not figures on a balance sheet.
You're compromising yourself and this hospital.
Each one of these patients has suffered at the hands of this ridiculous referral scheme.
That is simply not true.
It's not too late to pull the plug on this.
I've checked our policy on gross misconduct. This more than fits the bill.
Is that a threat?
No. I just wish you'd focus on the positive aspects of the scheme.
Hanson, are you listening to this nonsense?
Have you any idea how close to the exit door you are?
Yes, I do, and I've been there before, and I'm trying to do the right thing.
Is it your mortality rates that you're worried about?
What?
Your personal stats currently stand at 4.7% for the calendar year.
Am I under surveillance?
There's nothing to suggest that those figures would rise under the new system.
Mr. Binns continues to have my full backing.
All right, look, what about Richie Mooney?
Mr. Mooney's options couldn't be clearer. Either he goes on the elective list, or you transfer him to another hospital able to admit him for surgery now.
It's a brave new world you've created. Good luck with that.
Johnny's pushing Stacy in a wheelchair down a corridor.
Mom on her way?
Yeah, she's just got to pick my partner up from work first.
Bet she's excited.
Enjoying the ride?
There's no need for all this.
Safety first.
8.5 months is fine, right?
Try not to worry about it. Mr. Thompson is the top man for the job.
I'll second that.
Do you need a hand?
I'm all right.
Okay. Do you mind if I just pop up for a second?
Mo sits down to wait for Stacy outside a toilet. Johnny urges Jake to go and have a word with her.
How's the patient?
No sign of labour yet.
Oh, an induction the other week took 36 hours.
Ooh. I think her nerves are starting to get through a bit.
Yeah. It's always the way when those big moments in life loom large on the horizon. Mm. Now, I've got tickets for Macbeth at the Playhouse on Saturday.
Can't stand Shakespeare.
Oh, well, I'm supposed to be taking my niece
all
along.
All those words, and then everyone dies at the end.
Yeah. So she wants to take her appalling goth boyfriend instead, so it rather means I'm at a loose end now.
Me too.
Oh. Oh, perhaps...
Hello?
You all right, Stace?
Yeah, I could do with a hand now, please.
Coming.
Jake looks thwarted. Richie's sitting up on his trolley in AAU, carving his chess piece. Michael brings his clothes and shoes.
All right, Richie, you're on the move.
Where to this time?
Another hospital.
After all that?
I've booked the ambulance. Just got to do the paperwork.
Which one?
Dunfield.
That's miles away.
I know.
That's no good to me.
I'm sorry, it's the best
Maybe
I can
I
do.
Go on.
No, no, please.
Richie notices Michael shoot George a dark glance.
Don't think much of that fella, do you?
I'm trying not to think of him at all.
Why have you gone to so much trouble for me?
Because I want to help.
That's what he said earlier.
Yeah, but he's a jerk.
And what am I? Piggy in the middle?
You're my patient.
Max passes by. And heads over to Eddie.
Managing to avoid the yank?
Yeah, that's easier said than done.
Come with me.
Why?
Just come with me.
What?
Max's Ten Commandments. Number one, thou shalt not do other people's jobs.
Yeah, well, that's easier said than done.
Number two, thou shalt not look random patients in the eye.
Max, that is just evil.
Number three, delegate wherever possible. Ah, Lou, can you deal with, thank you.
It's fine if you're a doctor.
Number four, NHS.
you've completely lost me now.
No one has solutions. We're just the string section on the Titanic.
The eternal optimist.
You know what your problem is? You think the whole place will grind to a halt if you're not here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because you think you've got me all figured out, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back to my office now.
Angry Birds?
What else?
Oi, what happened to the last six commandments?
I gave up after four. Too much like hard work.
Serena frowns and lets out a disappointed sigh as she stares at her laptop. Rick looks in on her.
Got the results?
Positive.
Brilliant.
Pretty low levels, though.
That's irrelevant.
So?
She blew it. You going to tell her?
Yeah.
What's the word on that ambulance?
It's booked.
Great.
Can you have a word about the transfer?
Yeah.
Are you paying overtime?
Why did you turn into such a 9-to-5?
I just want to know.
Well, what? You going to go on strike?
Mr. Spence.
George.
I hear you finally got your transfer.
Yeah, I did.
Dunfield's a perfectly respectable hospital.
I'm thinking about asking if they got a job there.
There's no need for that. If you can convince Mr. Hansen that you've embraced our changes, I'm sure he won't pursue a disciplinary route.
Thanks, George.
Oh, one more thing. You need Miss Campbell's signature on the paperwork before you pack him off. It's procedure.
Michael eyes him derisively. Serena emerges from the consultant's office and heads over to a pensive Rachel.
At last.
Sit down, Rachel.
It is time, isn't it?
Afraid not.
What's the hold up?
Please, sit down. There's a problem. You tested positive for alcohol.
No, I didn't.
I've got it here in black and white.
Let me see that.
No traces of alcohol in your blood and urine.
It's wrong.
So we know you've had a drink recently.
No.
The tests don't lie.
I haven't.
Whereas you obviously do.
This must be a mistake.
No mistake.
You're not doing the transplant?
We're sending you home.
You can't do this. This is my chance.
Maybe you'll get another one.
I haven't had a drink. I swear to you.
I'm sorry.
You have to believe me. I haven't had a drink.
I'm sorry, Rachel.
Rachel spots Rick with Margaret.
You, please. I haven't had a drink. You have to believe me.
I wish I could.
That liver's mine.
No, it's not.
What did you say?
Margaret.
But it's mine now.
Come on.
You're giving it to her. You grasped me up. You evil!
No, it's nothing.
I need the operation.
It's too late.
You just killed me.
Stacy ends a call, close to tears.
Stacy, what's up?
Just been on the phone to my mum. It's been an accident on the motorway.
Is she okay?
Yeah, but they're stuck in traffic and they said it could take hours.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay.
I know we can't wait if...
No, we can't.
I know it's the important one.
That's right.
Job done?
Afraid not, no.
What went wrong?
I couldn't find the right words.
Stacey? I can always come in with you if she doesn't make it on time, OK?
What? I think my water's just broke.
How hard can it be?
Very, actually.
Well, talk about faint heart.
She'd probably laugh me off the ward anyway.
Look, I know she can come off as a bit of a tough cookie, but she loves the romance, Armo.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She wants a guy who'll rip his heart out of his chest and slap it on the table and say, this is all yours. If you don't do this, you're going to be kicking yourself for the rest of your life.
Mr. T?
Yeah?
Game on.
Game on.
Rachel looks in on Serena before she leaves.
bed of vodka. One stupid, tiny swig. It was my mum's birthday yesterday. I couldn't stop thinking about her. The second after I had it, I phoned my sponsor and I went to a meeting. Next thing I got the call about the transplant. I'm a good person, Miss Campbell. I just need a chance. Please help me.
Moved by the quiet confession and impassioned plea, Serena sighs heavily when Rachel's gone.
Oh, I can't wait to see his little face.
It won't be long. It's okay. You're
right. I really, really appreciate this.
Not a problem.
See you in there, Stacey, okay? Mo, have you got a minute, please?
Better make it quick.
Sure. I don't really have to say this.
Say what?
All right, heart on the table.
Isn't it cards on the table?
Yeah. Look, I think you are something north of wonderful, and I'd really like to take you out sometime.
Oh, mate, you don't half pick your moments.
What'd you say?
Mo gestures towards the delivery room and makes her escape.
It's going to the right person.
Margaret delivered the bad news with a bit too much relish for my liking.
Look, if Rachel Reed wants a second chance, then she's going to have to prove that she deserves it.
Oh, the wonders of moral absolutes.
So, apparently, I need your permission before I dump my patient 50 miles up the road.
Is this your AAA?
So, Ben's has filled you in, huh?
Hanson, actually. I'm no happier about this than you are.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
I'm serious.
I get it. They needed a stooge and you were it. No, so you just handed Binns his opportunity on a silver platter.
I was misled.
Well, you screwed everyone over.
Serena glances at Rick as she scrubs in.
Great.
You sure they've got a bed for me in this place?
Yeah, it's a four-poster with silk sheets.
I'll get you a Porsche if you want.
That's all right.
Like, look, I can still take him if
your shift's almost finished. Don't want to exploit you.
In theatre, Rick opens a deep incision.
Is that the retractor, please? Okay. Okay.
To Serena.
Are you with us?
Not according to Michael Spence.
Forget about all that. And Rachel Reed. We've got a job to do.
Oh, no.
What's the problem?
Abdomen's covered in peritoneal deposits.
How extensive?
See for yourself.
When was her last scan?
A couple of weeks ago.
And nothing showed up?
No. We'll have to abort. Pack the liver up. Let's take biopsies and get her out of here.
Richie's working on his chess piece as Michael wheels him down a basement corridor.
So how's it looking?
Nearly done.
It's impressive.
It'll be the full set.
So is he any good?
Proper little grandmaster.
Really?
Do you play yourself?
Nah. I can never think that many moves ahead.
On Keller.
Excuse me. Could you fill this in before you leave?
Good enough.
What's happened? Doesn't the operation take 6 hours?
Yeah.
So you didn't do it?
No.
Why not?
There were complications.
So what about the liver? Does that mean I can have it? It must do.
It means
that we find somebody else on the list who's a match.
But
I'll call the coordinator now.
I'm here. I could have it.
There's a procedure which we have to follow.
Serena looks helpless.
I'm sorry.
Michael's on his mobile.
No, it's... Yeah, it's fine. It's fine, I understand.
Where's the ambulance?
There's been an RTA.
What?
It's a... Never mind, I gotta take you back inside.
To lie on a trolley for another 12 hours?
Yeah, I know, Richie, it sucks.
What about a taxi? I'll pay out of my own pocket.
It doesn't really work like that.
There must be something you could do.
You hold on. Eddie, I need you to bring some kit down. Yeah, now.
Eddie puts the phone down.
Not good.
What's up?
Michael.
Yeah?
We're going to transfer Richie Mooney to Dunfield in our outpatient span.
I didn't know we had an outpatient span.
Yeah, well, we do.
I got it.
Thank you. I'm going to take these things down to him.
He's going to need some help. He can't do this all on his own.
No, no, no. Stop right there. Look, don't even think it. Don't do it.
Eddie looks at Max for a moment, then gathers up the equipment and heads off. Margaret comes round to find Serena at her bedside.
Hello.
Hi, Margaret.
Thirsty.
Serena pours her a glass of water.
Okay.
Holding the glass with both hands, Margaret takes a sip.
I wanted to be here when you woke up.
How did it go?
I'm afraid we couldn't do the transplant.
What?
There were complications.
Complications?
Yeah.
In the delivery room...
That's it, Stacey!
Up to 170.
Baby's heartbeat's just a little bit high.
No, it's all right, there's nothing to worry about.
Concentrate on pushing, please.
Come on, Alfie! Come on!
Come on, Stace. Keep pushing. Push!
I am pushing!
Come on, Stace. It's no different than someone opening an umbrella up your bum. Come on, keep going. Keep going. I can see the head. One last push. Push!
Jake eases the baby out.
You did it. You did it.
Jake wraps the baby in a blanket and hands it to its exhausted mother.
Stacey? It's your baby.
Congratulations.
Don't make it grating.
Mo hides her conflicting emotions with a smile.
Got everything, right?
Yep.
You okay, Richie?
Just get me out of here.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, you're gonna need an extra pair of hands, right?
Okay.
With Richie, Michael, and Eddie on board, the outpatient's van pulls away from the Wyvern entrance. Mo returns to the sister's office on Darwin with a takeaway drink.
How did delivery go?
Johnny wanders out, leaving his phone on a table and just missing a text alert. Mo picks it up and sees the beginning of a message from Jack. Hotel booked, see you sat and...
Come in.
Hi.
Can't keep you away.
I can come back later if it's a bad time.
It's fine. Stacey settling upstairs?
Yeah, couldn't be happier.
Delivery suite brought back memories.
Pleasant ones, I hope.
Painful, actually.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sorry. So, I wondered if you'd had any more thoughts about my proposal.
So it's a proposal now?
Well, it's not a proposal per se, but...
Joke.
Oh, right, yeah.
You've got flowers behind your back, haven't you?
Yeah.
They're lovely.
They're for you.
Can't take them.
Why not?
Because it's a no. You're a really lovely guy, but... You're my obstetrician.
Well, I know that might take away a bit of the mystery, but...
It's not that.
What is it, then?
I don't need any more reminders of the baby.
Why don't we just try one night out, see how he gets on?
I don't think so.
You need a date for the weekend, don't you?
Who told you that?
Nobody.
Can we just leave it here?
Whatever you say.
And pretend this conversation never happened?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, if you ever change your mind.
Later, in a storeroom.
Are you trying to turn me into the Holby joke?
What?
Or the Holby bike?
You've lost me.
I've just been propositioned.
By who?
Mr. T.
Well, yes, you have.
Just like you told him to.
I'm sorry.
You even gave him the details of my diary.
I never did, honest.
Don't lie to me, Jonathan.
I thought you'd make a cute couple.
Why? Because we both happen to work in the same place.
Well, he's a laugh, isn't he?
I'm not a charity case.
I never said you were.
What, is this to make up for the fact that you've blown me out for this weekend?
Definitely not.
Just admit it.
Honest.
The There's no need for the guilt trip.
Well, I mean, I do feel a bit guilty.
We all have family commitments.
Yeah, I know, but...
I wouldn't want you to miss your auntie's birthday any more than I'd miss my brother's do.
That's very reasonable of you.
Hey, we can think of each other while we're both sat there bored out of our skulls.
Yeah.
It gives me some comfort to know that you'll be suffering just as much as I am.
Ditto.
We'll leave it at that then.
Cool.
Johnny squeezes past her to the door.
And, no hard feelings about the whole Mr. Thompson thing, right?
Yeah.
See, that's why I love you.
Johnny winks and gives a thumbs up. The outpatient's van heads through a residential area.
Thanks for coming. I'll make it up to you.
You too, Andrew.
Hey, Richie, you okay?
No.
What's up?
God.
Yeah?
I feel like concrete.
All right, let's give him some pain relief. Richie, hang on.
Michael feels Richie's abdomen.
Richie. Richie, you all right? Richie. All right, let's bag it. All right, I want you to turn around. Get this thing back to the hospital.
Richie, I need you to take big, deep breaths for me, okay? This can't be happening.
The van screeches round a roundabout and heads back the way it came. Margaret's staring into space.
I've spoken to your oncologist. He'll be up to see you soon, and we're chasing the biopsy results.
What about the liver?
Sorry?
Will that girl get it?
Unfortunately not. We're looking for another recipient match.
All right, I'm gonna try to get a line in. Can't find a vein.
Try his ankle.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna put a mask on you to help with your breathing. Michael's pulse is 60. We can't let him die in the back of this van.
Yeah, got it. South in his vein. We got a knife?
Yeah, hold on. Deep breaths to achieve.
As Michael goes to make an incision in Richie's ankle, the van goes over a speed bump.
Keep breathing, Richie. You're doing really well.
All right, Richie, hold on. This is going to hurt.
He makes the incision.
Still. Deep breaths.
The van jolts again, but Michael manages to keep his balance.
Line is going in. I'm ready for the adrenaline.
He inserts the fluids, then glances at a portable ECG machine resting precariously on a seat.
All right, we got it back. I want you to phone up the hospital. Tell them to get a crash team ready.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. I was the coordinator.
And?
They haven't found a recipient yet.
So the liver could go to waste? It was one tiny slip.
And how do you know that for sure?
She came and told me exactly what happened. And I believe her.
Even if she's telling the truth, she still has to get back on the wagon.
And wait another 6 months?
Yes.
Because of one drink?
Yes.
And if she dies in the meantime, what? She's only got herself to blame.
Who else's fault is it?
Have you never had a moment of weakness?
Why are you fighting so hard for this girl?
Because there's no one else to.
Do you really believe that she could do it?
She's all on her own. She's had to cope with the death of her mother, and apart from a single split-second lapse, she stayed off the booze.
And what about the donor? We have a duty to them to ensure that the organ that they left behind and trusted to our care is put into the right body.
Couldn't agree more.
All right, say we break the rules, and in 12 months' time she's back at Holby. What then?
Then it'll be on my conscience.
The outpatient's van lurches to a halt outside the hospital, and a waiting crash team hurries out.
Need more blood.
Richie's wheeled into a lift.
Hang in there, Richie. You're gonna be all right.
On Keller, Margaret's lying lost in thought when Rachel bursts in and makes a beeline for a nurse.
Where is she? Miss Campbell.
Serena appears from around a corner.
Are they going to let me have it?
If we go ahead with this transplant, you have got one hell of a responsibility to the donor.
Thank you so much.
And their family.
I won't mess this up.
They're giving you your life back.
Thank you.
It's all right. Come on, let's get you back to bed.
Rick!
What happened?
He collapsed on his way to his transfer.
He should have never been taken off this ward.
Well, you'll have to take him into the recovery room. We've got a transplant to do.
Yeah, fine. I'm going to get a team together. We're going to go in once you're done. Is that all right with you?
Fine.
So, is he get his bed now?
Rachel reaches out to hold Serena's hand as she's being given anaesthetic. Serena strokes it soothingly. Eddie's tending to Richie when Michael appears with his chess piece, which had fallen on the van's floor.
Look what I found. I'm going to stay with you until you get into theater. We're going to get this sorted out.
What's that?
You made that.
Could have made a whole set waiting for you lot to sort yourselves out.
Tell you what, why don't you call your son? Give him an update.
That's right.
All right.
Exhausted, Michael slumps down in a chair at the nurse's station. Without a word, Eddie places a takeaway drink in front of him and heads to some double doors, beyond which is Max.
I heard you're up here.
Yeah, well, the transfer didn't go quite according to plan, so...
Well, come on, sometime.
I said that I'd stay.
I thought we were going for that drink.
Well, I'll follow you on in a bit.
I'll be waiting.
Okay.
Don't stay too long.
Max joins a nurse in a lift.
To re-record your message, key hash at any time.
Harrison, just to let you know, I'm still in hospital. Had a bit of a turn. It's been a bloody nightmare.
Richie loses consciousness and the phone and chess piece fall to the floor. Spilling his coffee, Michael leaps to his feet.
What's going on?
Rested.
Come on, Richie. Let's get crashed, Charlie. Come on, Richie.
Michael performs CPR.
Hang in there, Richie.
At his feet lies his phone, the line still live.
Clear!
There's something you're right about, huh?
Sometimes you've just got to believe in people.
Even when they're screw-ups?
Is this from the hospital's social conscience?
Me? Yeah, right.
True, though, isn't it?
According to the hospital's ball-breaking bureaucrat.
A nurse answers the theatre phone.
Miss Campbell, Chrissy for you.
I'll put her on speakerphone, please. Hello?
I'm really sorry, but I thought you'd want to know. There's been a complication with Michael Spencer's patient.
I thought he'd been stabilised.
It was sudden. He's just died on order.
Has Mr. Hansen been told yet?
I don't know.
Thanks for letting me know.
Chrissy hangs up.
Brilliant.
It's not your problem right now.
No, but it will be.
Michael and Eddie hold open double doors for Chrissy and a porter as they wheel Richie's bagged body through them.
Do you know what? Max was right.
About what?
I should have stayed well out of this.
The man is dead, Eddie.
Yeah, I know that.
So stop worrying about covering your ass.
Well, we're on your mercy, Dash.
Has Miss Campbell gone into theatre yet?
You got a minute, Mr. Binns?
Well, for you, always.
Good.
Spencer, someone I want you to take a look at.
What are you doing?
Come on, let's take a
Michael,
look.
Michael, stop!
Let's take a look at your poster boy for this goddamn referral scheme.
Mr. Spencer, have you gone mad?
Michael!
Come on. Yeah? What do you think?
Yeah? Almost looks real. It almost looks like a real person.
Michael releases his grip on George, then squares up to Hanson before storming off the ward.